the question was asked if the rabbinic institutions are based on a system and they're also based on the Torah, and the Torah backs them and Hashem cares about them, then how could rabbinic institutions change or have machloket to them? So the change in rabbinic institutions, sometimes the rabbis built in clauses that when such and such happens, change the institution. We have examples of that throughout the Shas. So there were sometimes built-in clauses that affect change, that the clause basically said, when the facts on the ground change, so then the rabbinic institution should change. The same is true in areas of Torah also. The Torah gives certain mitzvahs that pertain to certain times. And then there are mitzvahs that are not relevant forever. The Torah says, don't leave from the man, don't leave over till the next day. Well, we don't have that mitzvah today, do we? Right? There are many mitzvot that were time-oriented. That's fine. Now, as far as machlokas, so the Torah says, acharei rabim na'atot, you have to decide based on the majority opinion. And that concept, there's a whole book on the questions you're asking. The Maharal wrote a book, Beragula. The Ran wrote a speech, which we studied here in class, about the idea of empirical truth, and where do rabbinic institutions fall into that, how do they come into it. I'll give you one small answer, and in truth this deserves a series or two. But a short answer is that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him the laws of derivation and told him, now, these are laws of inference, these are laws of logic. If you apply them to the Torah, you will be able to derive from the Torah everything you need to know. So Moshe Rabbeinu sat and started experimenting. And he saw that he could use the laws of derivations to sometimes reach a conclusion that this question would be permitted, and then that very question, analyzing it from a different angle, he could come up with an exact opposite conclusion. Using the Torah, using the laws of derivation, he could analyze the same question, and coming at it from angle number one would reach the conclusion it's permitted, and coming at it from angle number two would reach a conclusion it's prohibited. And he figured out 49 ways to tackle each question and say it was permitted, and another 49 ways to tackle each question and say it was prohibited. So he came back to God and said, what am I supposed to do? You gave me a system, but the system gives me variables, gives me options for different conclusions. So God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you train people. Teach them the laws of derivation, teach them Torah, teach them to distill their thought and be impartial in their approach to Torah. Teach them to analyze things as logically and as truthfully as possible. And after you have done that, then you will convene a court. And that court will analyze each question together with you. And then you will explain to one another why you think this angle is the most accurate, the most correct angle to analyze the new questions that come up. Question number one will come up. You'll analyze it, you'll argue about it, you'll discuss it. And after all the discussions, I have built in what's called the human factor. And even though you will stand with your disciple Joshua, and you'll analyze the same question, and you'll each explain to one another why you think it's correct, your vantage point, why it's more correct than the other one's vantage point, and nonetheless, there will be a difference of opinion between the two of you. That's how I created human beings. Built into the Torah is this aspect, that two different people, using the laws of derivation and analyzing it impartially, will be able to achieve two different conclusions, and they will both do it in the name of distilled logic. And that's true. And even though they're discussing with one another, they cannot convince one another, because each one says, I hear what you're saying, but I think my argument is the more logical way to go. Hashem says, that's how I created human beings, that's how I created the Torah, now convene a court and go with the majority opinion. The majority opinion is how I want the Jewish people to run their lives. So you ask me, what do I want the Jews to do when a question comes up? I want them to go to court. If it's a new question, the court will analyze it, discuss it, come to a conclusion based on the majority opinion, and that's what I want. That's how I want the Torah to work for generations. So the fact that there are conflicting opinions doesn't bother us. That was built in for Moshe Rabbeinu. No one said that you and I, when we study Torah, have to reach the same conclusion. And that's why we say, Elu velu divrei Elokim chayim. How could I learn Shas? 80% of the Shas is not halacha. It's discussion that we don't rule by. Why is that learning Torah? Isn't that an exercise in futility? No. Reason number one, it's not an exercise in futility, is because when you have the broader picture, only then do you really understand the detail. If you learn one halacha, if you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you don't understand. Even though he keeps telling you bottom line, but you don't understand. You only know that bottom line. If you understand the background to the halacha, where it came from, then you can understand the weight, the gravity, etc. And reason number two is because even the opinion that we don't rule by is still Torah. Because Hashem said built into the Torah are 49 ways to analyze Mutter, 49 ways to analyze Aser. And they're all Torah, they're all true. Ah, but I have to behave one way. Right. You want to know how to behave? That then you'll need a bottom line. But within the Torah, they all exist. And they're all Torah. It's not that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, so Beis Shammai, what Beis Shammai says is a waste of time. It's just not Torah. It's ridiculous. No, we don't say that. We say built into the Torah was a potential to be Beis Shammai. We have to rule with the majority opinion. So we rule like Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai's opinion is true and valid. You with me?
Yeah.
So that's a quick answer. Like I said, there's a whole book written on this question. It deserves a longer answer.
Which book?
But in a nutshell, that's it. The Be'er HaGula by the Maharal.